Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, and welcome to Sassy Speaks, the podcast for everything Hong Kong. We've been in the city for 10 years, and now we've decided to take the leap into the brave new world of podcasting. I'm your host, Sarmai, and here are three things you should know about me. I'm part of Team Sassy. Pop culture is my jam, and I love talking to anyone and everyone. Every week, I'll be sitting down with two awesome guests. We'll be having candid conversations about everything Hong Kong, from all the dating tips to managing your personal finances. We're not holding anything back. Here we go. You guys, we need to band together to save the world from a plastic-filled doom. This is not news. We see call to arms on this topic all the time. But where do you even start? Today, we've brought in Sonali and Tamsin, two powerhouses in the eco and sustainability scene in Hong Kong, to talk about the small things you can do today to lessen your impact on the planet. All it takes is one step, and we've got a whole host of one steps that can get you started. Hey ladies, welcome to our podcast and thank you for taking the time to sit down with us. And I brought you both in because I think you're two really awesome people, very much in the know, and have done some great things that I'll let you guys both talk about what you do. Where are we? What do we do? And where do we go from here? So with that said, I'd love for you guys to introduce yourselves a little bit.
Tamsin is pointing at me, so I'm going to go first. I'm Sonali Figueres, the founder of Green Queen, an eco warehouse. I'm really excited to be talking about this topic because it's funny, Green Queen's been around for a while now, and we've actually had articles about zero waste and reusables and things like that for quite a few years. But only in the last 8 months has there been such an interest from the public in terms of those types of content pieces doing super well and people coming to Green Queen and searching for solutions. So there's clearly been a huge shift with Hong Kongers wanting to do their bit. Yeah. I also think there's a lot of terms around this, so people sometimes get confused. Yeah. People sometimes say to me, well, zero waste, I mean, that's daunting. How can I just, that sounds too much. I can't be completely zero waste. And let's be honest, none of us are completely zero waste. But I think it's a great umbrella term for the movement. Yeah. And there's a lot to learn, and there's a lot of little steps that you can do. Yeah.
So I'm Tamsin Bomber, the founder of Live Zero, and Live Zero is, I would say, Hong Kong's first zero waste store, which means that you can come to the store and leave with nothing but exactly what you wanted, no packaging, no waste, because I found that a lot of my shopping when I cook at home is just from the packaging. It's I think two things is packaging and then food waste. So we allow people to come, buy their zero waste essentials, say like a water bottle, a toothbrush, that stainless steel razor, a coffee cup, and also bring in their jars, their containers, and fill up with what they want, and not be told by the supermarket of, you know, you have to buy 500 grams of quinoa, you have to buy a kilo of rice, you can buy 100 grams, you can buy as little or as much as you need. So we really wanted to give people an option. Because I find that in supermarkets you don't have that option, you have no choice. And then it's just about education. I think in the past year, it's just we've done a lot of education. People just don't know. And it's not anyone's fault. It's just, you know, you can start anywhere. Yeah. We started about a year ago with a pop-up location. And then about 7 months ago, we opened the first bulk food store in Sai Ying Pun. And then Monday, 2 days ago, that's why I might be a bit tired, we opened the second location in Sai Kung.
Yeah. And congratulations on that. That is an awesome achievement.
I don't think I've ever met an entrepreneur that has as much of a passion for finding the exact products that her customers want as much as Tamsin.
Yeah. I'm excited to see where our chat goes because I think there is a lot that we can talk about. But I do have some general knowledge questions for you guys. Any idea on how many plastic bottles we throw away in Hong Kong a day?
I think it's about 5 million.
4 million?
Yeah, exactly. It's like 5.5 million bottles a day.
That's right. The number's just gone up.
Yeah, it's gone up.
It was around, it's bad.
Ridiculous. And about 95% of that goes straight to landfill. But any ideas on how many years it would take to decompose a single plastic bottle?
500?
Yeah, three to 500.
So you guys, actually, it is 70 years to completely decompose, but you decompose into microplastics, which then just stick around for about 500 years.
Right. So, but that's a complicated question because it really depends in the landfill what the conditions are.
Exactly.
The point is it's going nowhere good. It's going back into our food, and suddenly our salt has plastic in it, our water has plastic in it, our seafood has plastic in it. The percentage of seafood that contains microplastics is 25% across the world. In Hong Kong, it was recently tested, it's above 50%. So my real goal is to make the seafood with plastic a public health crisis, because I truly believe that when it comes to health, people are willing to act in a much more urgent way than when it comes to the environment.
How many stories deep is Hong Kong's biggest landfill?
Is it 28?
Guys, it's 80 stories deep. That's about as tall as the IFC.
I think, Hong Kong just wants to make more and more and more space to put the junk in.
Yeah.
They don't want to fix the junk issue.
Here's another fun fact. The trucks that pick up your rubbish are not the same trucks that pick up the recycling. So you need two different systems because two different government departments run the waste versus the environmental department. So think about the inefficiency there. Two different trucks have to come to your building if your building has a system and pick up the waste, and then a separate truck has to come. So I mean, just carbon footprint, just like efficiency. Obviously it would make a lot more sense to retrofit the trucks and have systems in place. But there needs to be an incentive.
Yeah. Again, you guys, clearly, you can hear it, are very passionate about the subject. Love to hear what spurred you on.
I would say back in 2015, when I started my first business, Thorn and Burr, it's a homeware and lifestyle store. And I'm always, on the lookout for the next new thing, the next big thing. And I stumbled, I used to always bring like a water bottle to work and it would always leak. It was condensate, my papers, my laptop, whatnot. I just, just get so frustrated. So I actually went and researched water bottles and I found a really good company, Swell. So in 2015, we brought them in. And then I think by having a water bottle and bringing it in every day, because before that I would go and buy plastic water bottles. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have water at work or whatnot. So I'd bring in every day, and I think once you start doing one thing, you think about the other things. So then it was just like lunchbox. And then I think in about a year later, 2016, we brought in the Bigo wraps, we brought in the stainless steel straws, and it kind of opened my eyes up to what was there. Because for me as a business, I found that a lot of our waste was from packaging. So really finding more eco-conscious brands who were really, really wanted to do something. Because it is a lot harder to, I would say, be an eco-friendly brand because you have to do a lot more different items. I started, then, and then it kind of just rolled on. And then about 2 years after that, we opened a pop-up space in PMQ, which was originally going to just be a Thorn and Burr pop-up, but it kind of transitioned into a new business. So we had a rebrand and think of something else because it was very different from my first concept. Mm-hmm. And that's how Live Zero came about. I never would have thought we would have done food or anything. And I think it's just like a snowball effect. And once you open your eyes and it just goes and it's like, okay, what's the next thing? The next thing is food.
Mm-hmm.
We learn things every day from our customers, suppliers and everything.
It's a journey.
So my journey is a little different because I have a more kind of holistic story. I came into the health and wellness and eco world from a point of view of chemicals and toxins. So I had a lot of health issues that led me to question what I was eating and what products I was using. I wanted to go the most non-toxic way possible. But at the time, there was so little on offer that also meant buying less and having less because I had fewer choices. And obviously, the more research I did into plastics, the less I wanted to be around them. And to be honest, I kind of inherited this from my mom, who's a little bit of an interior decor snob. I've never really liked plastic. So I've never bought a lot of plastic containers, and I would always want to have straw or wood. And I was always more attracted to natural fibers. I don't know, maybe it's the Indian in me. I have no idea, but it certainly was always a guiding principle. So I was never somebody that was consuming a lot of plastic. And the less I had, the happier I felt and the lighter I felt. And I'm a bit of a neat freak. My husband's kind of a germaphobe. So together, you know, we're just really just minimalist. Yeah. We are all kind of conditioned by our capitalist culture to consume a lot. Mm-hmm. And once you really make that, you split from that relationship of consuming, you want less and less. And you become more and more minimalist, and you start to enjoy things like experiences. And I love cooking and I love food. So it was easy to go deep into those things and travel and reading and things that don't require stuff. And then the more I learned about recycling problems and waste management, the more I sort of incorporated the other stuff. So things like metal straws.
But I do have a question for you guys, which is, how do you convince people who maybe aren't as bothered? A lot of my friends too, it's been very hard to bring people around to it. And you know, I think people get fear of being judged, mm-hmm. or people don't know, it's an education problem, but like, have you ever had an experience where you've had to like bring someone around to this new like way of thinking?
I tend to not be a converter. I don't know if I just hide behind the fact that I have Green Queen. Yeah. And so I feel like I use that platform as a way to put out inspiring, informative information that helps people live a more eco, a more healthy, a lighter, happier life. But I have never felt that going at it from an aggressive point of view and trying to convince someone just with my words, I've never felt like that was the best course of action from my point of view. I've always felt like being an example or having things like having reusables on you and then people wonder why. Yeah. Or people come to eat at my house and everything's, you know, plastic free. Maybe they think about it. They ask me questions. You should expose people to ideas. I know someone who, you know, started going to work with a reusable coffee cup. And eventually the boss said, why do you bring a reusable coffee cup? And he said, well, because, you know, it's a waste to bring to use the takeaway cups. And so the boss said, that's a great idea. So then the boss got a reusable coffee cup. And then he told the team, I'm not buying you guys Starbucks anymore if you don't have a reusable coffee cup. Now you have 7 people using the reusable coffee cup. So you've had 7 changes from one guy just showing up with a reusable coffee cup.
For me, I mean, personally, it's all about money. I am very thrifty because I can't spend the money. Mm. I can spend the money on like my dogs, but not myself and not my home. So everything pretty much is thrifted or taken from the dump or whatnot. And there's so much stuff you can't get. And then with the whole zero waste products, people always go, oh, but why do I need another product? You don't. If you already have a coffee cup, you don't need another one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, I was gonna actually touch upon this later too, but let's chat about it now. It's something I've heard a lot from people is that sustainability is a luxury. It can feel expensive and it can feel like quite an investment, but I think you've just spoken to the point that that's an investment that pays off.
Same as like the food for me. Like I personally, I never before we opened that shop, I would never buy organic items because for me it was just too expensive.
Yeah,
and I didn't want that like volume of stuff. So I love. I know people love the idea that our store is like plastic free, but for me, it's buying what you need, not what you know, you have to buy. And as someone I think younger, and you live in a smaller place with a very small kitchen, you don't have the space.
I think the idea that sustainability is a luxury is because you require a bit of a mind shift if you're going to go down this route in a bigger way than just avoiding straws, for example, or getting a reusable cup. Mm-hmm. If you are going to take steps in your life to really rid your home of plastic and really switch to from single use items to reusables, yes, there will be somewhat of an investment, but I mean, let's take a step back. I mean, don't throw out all your plastic razors if you have, you know, a 6-month supply. No one is saying, you know, that's missing the point.
Yeah.
Just use them.
Yeah.
And once you're done, think every time it's time to buy something new, think about what object you're going to choose and what's the life cycle of that object. And I think if you approach it that way, rather than, ooh, I'm going to go to Live Zero and buy, you know, 20 new things, I don't think that's necessary. But also, you know, I do want to call out what Tamsin is doing, because there, you know, millennials have really changed the way people run the world. We're the largest generation in the world. There's over 2 billion of us. And what's really interesting about our generation and the Generation Z that's coming after us is that we buy, the reasons we buy things have a lot more to do with values compared to our parents and generations before us. And you're going to see a lot more entrepreneurs like Tamsin, who are essentially, if you think about it, she's an activist entrepreneur. Her store is a little piece of activism.
A lot of people doing a little something, it goes a long way. So what would you say is like a step that someone can take to any of our listeners who are listening right now? Like, you know, they're all like, damn, I need to cut down on my plastic usage. Or, hey, maybe I want to try going vegan for a bit. Like, what would you suggest as a good like entry level? And where can you get educated? Where can you educate yourself on it?
I think for me, especially if you're talking about home, I think before I would say I had definitely a lot more food waste. And that's because, you know, just cook too much, have too many leftovers, whatnot. And I think meal prep really helps. So every time I cook, I'll make for four. My boyfriend eats like two portions. And then I'll have an extra one or two portions, which I freeze or have for lunch the next day. So I'll have the same thing for dinner, same thing for lunch. And I think for me, bringing lunch to work is amazing. I don't have to think about, okay, what do I have for lunch now? Where do I go?
That is honestly such a struggle.
It saves so much time.
I would say it depends what your lifestyle is, because where can you have the most impact? So for example, let's say that you're a shopping junkie, which a lot of us could be, not me, but most of my friends.
Am. Oh my gosh, I've kind of rid myself of fast fashion.
Okay.
Hooks
so
me.
If you love shopping for clothes, my tip, buy secondhand. We have so much going on now in this city. There are so many great places to buy secondhand, and you can get the best deals on fabulous stuff. So that's a big one, right?
Yeah.
Because that's a big waste generator,
yeah.
Okay? If you're a beauty queen, okay, then why not switch to plastic-free beauty products, right? And usually the plastic-free ones are also toxin-free. They're more natural, they're fresher, they work. It's not like 10 years ago where you could not find a natural deodorant that works.
Yeah.
We now have deodorant sticks in paper packaging that are made locally, for goodness sakes.
I've actually got one of those.
We have shampoo bars, we have shaving bars. You know, there's so much going on. You can go to the bulk store and just use, you know, natural oils. You can have fun. There's so many workshops to make your own beauty products, which is fun if you're a beauty junkie. So I think if you spend a lot of money on cosmetics and you're at Watson's all the time, that's where I would put my energy. Now, if you're somebody that is eating a lot of takeaway food, that's where I would say, okay, focus on packaging. We have food delivery meal plans where they have zero waste solutions. So they deliver the food in reusable containers, and then they'll switch out the containers every time they deliver. So there is that option now. There's at least two companies that are doing that. That's huge. Maybe try and not always order Deliveroo and maybe walk that one block to, you know, your chicken place and bring your own container. Because look, if you're not a cook, a home cook, I'm not going to tell you, okay, starting tomorrow, you need to be a home cook, right? Because that's not helpful for you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what your life is like.
And what you actually can do.
Yeah, and what makes sense for you. So if you get takeaway at lunch every day, fine. You don't want to bring your own lunch in, bring your own lunchbox. That's not difficult to do.
So I'm a shameless plug, but we have an article where we've got all of our coffee shops that give you discounts for your coffee cups. So definitely that is like one step that I think, you know, again, for me, it was like a very small step, but I like to think that at least it's making some kind of difference.
It doesn't have to be your independent, expensive, you know, artisanal coffee shop. I mean, if you are of the Starbucks or the Pacific Coffee proclivity, they give you $3 and $4 off.
My Pacific every Coffee time. It's great. I mean, it negates the cost of my oat milk. I'm just going to throw that out there. Like, you know, that's what it does. And it's really awesome. I love it. And it makes me feel like I'm at least trying. And it has sparked up a conversation with lots of people. So it's really cool. I want to ask you guys, what reusable things do you keep in your bag?
Water bottle and my lunchbox. Even if I don't bring lunch, I just bring an empty one.
Yeah.
Lunchbox and coffee cup.
Yeah.
Usually the iced coffee cup.
Yeah.
With the straw.
And I just want to get, you know, closing thoughts on where you think, like, Hong Kong is now, where it's heading.
I think it's pretty positive, actually. I think Hong Kong's amazing and Hong Kong's changing fast. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because the people want it. No, I don't think we could have opened a second store in 7 months if people didn't want it. I mean, all of our customers, it's really bizarre to have a business and people come in and they thank you for opening business. Kids actually do it themselves. They know how to do it. They know how it works.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have I been in the shop also and seen people come in with their friend and one friend is sort of introducing another friend to the whole concept? That is a whole new level of how people are consuming and how proud people are to be part of the movement, and the buying of your food at Live Zero is associating yourself with a movement. So in that sense, there is such a positive wave of behavioral and social change happening. That being said, the structural issues remain a huge problem. We are not gonna get there fully until we do have some kind of government or structural support in the city to deal with recycling, waste. I do believe that businesses are responsible for the waste that they produce. Right now, Hong Kong lets businesses get away with what, you know, there is no incentive to dispose of your waste responsibly as a business. That really needs to change. I think that we keep talking at the consumer level, but the business level is a big part of the problem. And then obviously governmentally. The good news is it does seem that the fact that you even wanted to have an episode about this, right? The fact that every day in big, big media publications and local ones all over the world, there are headlines about this issue. We just have to keep up the momentum.
Let
this not be a fad, exactly. Like, I hope this is not a passing trend. And it makes me so happy to see the search data on the site that people want more information about recycling and living a plastic-free life, but we've got to keep it up.
That's a solid, solid note for us to wrap things up on. If we need to find you on the internet, guys, where can we find you?
Social media, Facebook, and Our website is just livezero.hk.
Yep, social media, greenqueen.com.hk. We're at your service, whatever you need.
And both you guys are such amazing guests to have on this topic, and I'm really glad that we got to sit down. Thank you for giving us your time, but we are not done yet.
We love
Sassy. Yay, we love you guys. Yeah. To end, I have a fun game. I would like to know your one-line definition of the word sassy.
Cheeky.
Oh, thrifty.
All right. I'm gonna go cheeky and thrifty. Let's do it. I'm gonna give you a couple of things, and you're gonna tell me if they are sassy or not sassy. Number one, menstrual cups.
Sassy.
Sassy.
Agreed. I'm like, also, it's definitely on my list to try. I need to just commit to that. Number two, DIY makeup.
Sassy.
Sassy.
Hashtag no poo.
Sassy.
Sassy.
Natural deodorants.
Definitely sassy. Okay, you should definitely be trying. They both now have paper packaging in sticks because unfortunately not everyone likes the pots, you know. Yeah. But basically you've got Zero Yet 100 and you've got coconut matter that are both making locally made, clean, natural, non-toxic deodorants in reusable or recyclable paper packaging.
Awesome. And finally, my favorite, the Keep Cup or other reusable plastic option.
Definitely sassy.
I feel like that's a Tamsin one. She is definitely the Keep Cup ambassador.
I have a Keep Cup for my chocolate, like hot chocolate, iced chocolate, and that's
it. That's amazing. It's such a great idea to go to give these things as gifts.
Yes.
Can we just think about that?
That is a good one.
Everyone's always buying gifts here. Why not buy people reusable gifts? It's indirect activism. It's gift activism, okay?
Start the movement. Start the movement. I love it. All right. Thank you so much, you guys. That was awesome. So that's all for today, folks. Hope you enjoyed yourself and learned something new from our guests. If you want to dive deeper into today's topic, we've got all the information you need, as well as some extra reading, in the show notes, as well as on our website. If you've liked what you've heard, be sure to subscribe, review, and share our podcast with your friends, your family, your next door neighbors, strangers on the street. Hey, it could be the best conversation starter. You can find us anywhere on social media at Sassy Hong Kong if you want to connect with our team some more. We couldn't have made this podcast without the help of some amazing people, so a big thank you to our producer, Susie, and the team at Create Productions. Without our guests, we literally wouldn't have anything to talk about. So as always, show them some love and follow them on the internets. And finally, the biggest thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us along the way. This has been Sassy Speaks. Starmai out.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.